in the last few hours, the figure of displaced people coming to UNRWA seeking safe sanctuary has gone through the 100,000 mark, which is double what it was in the fighting in Gaza 5 years ago. Now, I say they're coming for safe sanctuary. That, of course, is a questionable phrase, because when they came seeking, quote, safe, end quote, sanctuary last time, they found themselves, at least some of them who'd taken refuge in UNRWA compounds, found themselves being hit directly, in some cases directly hit, with white phosphorus, which was fired by the Israeli army. The neutrality of UN premises and UN property in a situation of intense conflict that we're now seeing in Gaza is incredibly important. I say that also bearing in mind that just a few days ago, militants hid 20 rockets in an UNRWA school, an unused UNRWA school. We came out very strongly and condemned it. We notified all the parties of what was going on, and we, of course, had the weapons disabled and taken away. But it's another illustration of the incredible vulnerability of civilians. We appeal to all the warring parties to respect the sanctity of civilian life, the inviolability of UNRWA premises and UN premises, and of course we expect them to live up to international humanitarian law obligations in relation to the protection of humanitarian workers.
The Secretary General's on a media tour to help secure a ceasefire. Are you feeling any of the positive effects of that?
Look, I have to say that seen from the ground, we are facing a massive tide, a groundswell of human displacement. Just in the last 24 hours, the number of displaced coming to UNRWA has risen by about 20,000 people. So the intensity of the Israeli ground offensive and the fighting that's taken place seems not to have abated. We're not monitoring the military situation. We're simply dealing with its humanitarian consequences. And as I say, those consequences are becoming more and more grave with each passing moment.
What about aid? I think this morning there was some aid that came through from Dubai. Is there more aid coming through for the people who are displaced?
Well, certainly it's very heartening to see this huge Gaza humanitarian airlift with 115 metric tons of aid coming from the International Humanitarian City conglomerate of charities in Dubai. And I'm pleased to say that that's coming through via Amman and will go in a convoy to Gaza. We are coordinating very closely with the Israeli army, and we hope that what is essentially an air lift will become an air bridge, and that we will see more aid arriving from Dubai in the coming days. We've also launched a flash appeal for $60 million for a month of emergency operations, followed by 3 to 6 months of recovery, such things as repair of homes, repair of shelters, psychiatric counseling for deeply traumatized civilians and children, and of course, food, medicine, health, and other emergency provisions. So we hope that particularly UN member states will give very generously to that.
Do you see the fighting going beyond Gaza?
It's really impossible for me to say, but we certainly pray that it will not.